Welcome to episode number 8 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. Good day, folks. Worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Get out of the chair. This reminds me of an incident in high school. I was talking with a friend of mine, and the conversation turned to rocking chairs and why some older people like them. Soon, cats and their tails getting caught under the feet and older folks getting their exercise by rocking faster had us all laughing hysterically. Good times, good times. The reason I chose this post is that we need to relax and do the hard things. The phone call to a friend to say, "Hi, how are you?" Put the card in the mail, which says, "I'm thinking about you and hope you're well." Give the hug to one who has helped you by making sure you are calm and have your ducks in a row. Each of these actions are vital for the human spirit, both the giver and the receiver. You may have heard this one: "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." I prefer the merry heart, and friends do help make the heart merry. As many of you know, I work out of a district office. I visit the schools in the district. My job requires me to communicate with the school-based staff and the district-based staff. This communication is essential for success. If I were to help implement a mobile device rollout, I would strongly suggest that we take the road Coachella Valley Unified District and Thermal, California took. They educated the students to be digital citizens and parents to be more active in their children's lives, because it was necessary for the success of the rollout. The education also extended to the teacher to be more flexible in learning the tools on the job and on personal time, teaching students proper methods of using the tools wisely, and managing a technology-rich classroom. What will it take for us teachers to collectively realize that we have a responsibility to educate all of society? I say all, because we do, to some extent, affect laws, homes, and the future based upon what we do with our students. We must take this responsibility seriously and do our best to help educate our future doctors, lawyers, and citizens. By the way, check out the links to the NPR articles on the LA and Coachella Valley iPad rollouts. You've heard this one before, but repetition is a process of learning. If you fail to plan, you have planned to fail. Capiche? Talking about taking responsibility, I suggest you follow Simon Miller. He is my go-to guy for all things Android, Chromebooks, and iPads. He loves his family, golf, and is an, I quote, "unapologetic Star Wars geek," close quote. With a guy like that on your team who is willing to step up to the plate, be the backbone that is needed, and admit that he is an absolute geek, he will support you and will support you no matter what happens. Not much can go wrong. Thank you, Simon. You can find him on the Twitters at JediTechSim or his webpage about.me/Simon Miller. So, I take responsibility for making this episode longer than 5 minutes, but it was worth it. If you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.